Red Thumb Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 FIAF Congress. I am very pleased to be joined by Nikolaos Vostri, who is the Vice Director and Head of Film Collection at Filmarchiv Austria. And thank you very much for joining us, first.
Yes, hello. I'm very glad to having a contact with radio and a medium which is very much linked to film as well.
But the first question is very simple. If you could give our listeners a little overview of the Film Archive.
Film Archive is the national archive of the Austrian film heritage. It is devoted to Austrian film heritage, and it is also devoted in collecting to early sources. So we have a huge collection of early cinema in an international way.
Right, and so it's mostly focused on early cinema. What kind of, take me through what it is kind of in the collection itself.
So, concerning our focus point, Austrian heritage, it is the full Austrian moving image heritage, which also consists of contemporary Austrian films, and we are very much engaged also to support the Austrian filmmakers today.
Right, and so we're talking about how many titles approximately?
We have around 121,000 titles in the archive.
That's quite a lot. And let's give our listeners that are not particularly familiar with the process of archiving an idea of what happens in film archiving. So
the work of film archives is preserve and show. We are collectors. We are ardent collectors. We want to collect, and with film it is still possible, as wide and as complete as possible the Austrian heritage. And we are also collecting things connected to that. So contemporary films from America as well as everything which survived in Austria. And on the other hand, we want to make it accessible. And this is also due to the mean of preserving. And preserving is in a way an euphemism. We are not preserving films, we are duplicating them. Our originals are very fragile, precious originals. You can show a nitrate film. It is shrunken. It is highly inflammable. What are you doing? You're printing it onto new stock and you named it restoration, but in fact, every loss of generation, and it doesn't matter if it's digital or analog, is a loss in quality. And we try in our archival work to reduce these losses.
So you're trying to maintain the original vision? That's also the case. You want to be respectful to the original work as much as possible.
Exactly. We want to be respectful to the original item. Cinema was producing original items till digital world was coming.
Yeah.
And we want to make them accessible.
Yes.
A film in the archive is a totally dead film. It doesn't have any sense as long as it is not accessible.
One of the subjects that I've been hearing a lot about in these past few days, and obviously it's a very delicate subject, is that of digitization. What's your kind of take on it?
For me, digitization is a mean of access, but not at all a mean of preservation. I think now we are in a society which is relatively stable in Europe, and we can expect certain things. But if you have a digital data, you need a permanent care to keep it. You need to migrate it. You need to duplicate it and to have a lot of copies in a way to keep it alive. It's a very complicated and refined technique. But look to the things which we have got from the antiques. Very short migration steps. The more migration steps, the more is the probability that we will lose it. Film doesn't need migration for maybe some hundreds of years if it is kept properly, and even if it's not kept properly, it may survive.
Yeah.
A digital data is quite easily dead if you don't take care.
Film stock is becoming rarer. That's a problem, isn't it?
Yes, that's a problem. Film on film as a base is an old cultural technique, more than 120 years old. And a technique which showed an astonishing stability, even in formats. If you have a digital data, the formats are changing, and you have no formats of your own.
Yeah.
They're proprietary formats. With film, it's an absolute standard, even nowadays, worldwide. But with its loss, I am quite convinced we will lose a lot of our cinematographic experience and heritage.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the cinematographic experience and the heritage, let's get to another big thing in the film archive, which is the exhibition. Now, maybe we should start with the museum itself. There's a permanent exhibition in the museum.
There are changing exhibitions, but focused on our understanding of cinematography, of cinema as a medium. Yes, and it is the very first one which is available in Austria. So many countries have gone this way, and it took a bit longer in Austria to get it.
Was it difficult?
It was difficult because we didn't really have that political support for that. Oh, we did it on our own risk.
Right.
In a lot of ways. So the archive had to finance it quite of its own very restrictive means. Restricted means.
What were the difficulties for, do you think? Is there a reason in particular?
Oh, it's quite a heavy financial burden in a way.
Of course,
that was
the
point. And then you have always surprises. We built it in the last surviving cinema palace in Vienna.
Oh,
and
yeah. I was going to ask about that. You just came out of a talk. Just looking at the pictures, it looks fantastic. Maybe you can talk about that too.
Yes, so the Metro Cinema is, as I said, the last surviving one, and it is in very good state. But the structure is not as good. It's got a bomb damage during the Second World War, and when you start changing things in a historic building, then it is quite to be expected that problems pops up. We didn't expect so many problems, but we had some real static problems. So when we did some needed changes, they showed that there were damages which were not known, mm-hmm. and which caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, but I believe that it's worth it because it adds to... See, you're trying to exhibit these films, some of which are really old, so you also kind of want to achieve the experience of a cinema goer that might have seen a film back then. I think that really adds to it, right?
Yes. Film is not just what you have on a white screen. Mm. Film is a statement. It's an architectural statement. Film is a form of communication, and you need to transport this authentic way of communication as well. And you can do that just in having it in the way it was done as well.
Yes, absolutely. Would you be able to sort of encapsulate your thoughts on why, to someone that might not even think that it's something, might not even think about it, might be like cinema, but as a casual viewer, why is it important for film archives to exist, for films to be preserved, and for the patrimony of cinema to be kind of given such importance and attention?
I think there are a lot of reasons. So there is one with this presentation and authentic surrounding, but film archives are keeping our audiovisual heritage. Film is a realistic art in the way of giving a picture of reality. Yeah. It is always a formed picture through eyes and even with very clear trials to change that picture. But anyhow, it is a visual document of times which have gone.
Yes. Before we say goodbye, I do have one very final question. Is there any recent activities in the Film Archive that you would like to share with us? Any activities in particular?
At the moment, we are fighting against the death of the analog cinema and the death of analog cultural techniques. So we try to find a solution to put a lab, the last Austrian lab, bankrupted 2 months ago, and we want to bring it to the archive. And we want to take up that was done by an industry back to the archives, back to the roots.
That's really interesting, and I think it's very important too. Well, it was a great pleasure talking with you. Certainly enjoyed talking with you, and I hope the listeners will enjoy the experience of listening to the interview. Thank you very much for joining us.
I thank you very much. All my pleasure.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.